Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's nice to come in after a Chiefs win for the first time so far this season.
Yeah.
Here's here, which means they won.
That's right. I said I refused to show up.
Threatened to stay home.
If they didn't win. Mm-hmm. And I was at halftime, I was like, I don't think I'm going into work tomorrow. At halftime, I was like, I don't know what the hell is going on, but I don't think I'm coming in tomorrow. Holy crap.
I followed it I still follow NFL Brazil on Twitter from when we played in Brazil. That's a pretty entertaining way to follow the game because it's all in Portuguese.
I was going to say, you speak Portuguese?
I do not, but they post the clips in Portuguese and you can figure it out pretty easily just from the tone and how excited they get or not.
Yeah.
It just made a bad game a little more fun. I shouldn't say a bad game.
I can see that. Well, I mean, because
not stellar game.
Look, it was a bad first half. The second half was good. I could see that being fun, though, because like Portuguese or Spanish or any other country in the world, they try to make soccer seem exciting.
Yes, exactly.
And if they can make
genuinely
soccer
exciting,
right, if they can make soccer seem exciting, then I can't even imagine what football's like. That's just got to be blood curdling screams and terror.
It was great.
Yeah,
it was great.
I want to just a couple things. One, Mahomes is the greatest QB. Greatest quarterback of all time that's ever played for a team this bad. That is, I think, I don't think you never saw Tom Brady playing for a team this bad. You never saw Peyton Manning, it's debatable, playing for a team this bad. At one point, Jamie, he had to tackle a guy and strip the ball away from him because his running back was supposed to be running to the flat and instead was running to the opposite end zone. Was running in the wrong direction.
That's what you do in like junior high. That's what the little kids do when they're first learning football or soccer. They run, like they kick into the other team's goal.
Yeah. Yes. He was about to commit an own goal. I'm glad he didn't catch the ball because he might have caught it and run to the wrong end zone and gotten a safety. I don't know. And it was funny because I saw a lot of people blame Mahomes for that. Well, like, he's throwing it behind him and he's throwing it on the ground. He expected his running back to not be running to the wrong end zone. I don't think that's too much to expect.
Right.
It was brutal.
It was ugly. It was ugly. Shouldn't have been ugly.
No.
This was the Giants.
It was the Giants. The Giants have a good pass rush, or as Chris Collinsworth, I'm going to start a drinking game for Sunday Night Football. That will get you obliterated within the first 10 minutes of watching it. And it's anytime Chris Collinsworth says pash rush, then take a drink. Because I don't know if it's like a thing where he knows it annoys me. So he'll say
I'm sure
more.
That's what it is.
I think it is.
So what did Travis Kelce and Andy Reid get into it about during the game? Do we know?
They didn't say specifically what it was, but this was the booth talking about it.
As we were in break on the sideline, Andy Reid and Travis Kelce, we've seen them before kind of get heated there, but you can sense the frustration on both sides of that story.
Pass rush.
Well, duh.
Yeah,
you can sense the frustration.
I don't know. There's a couple of things there. I think one is that Kelce has been frustrated not with his own play as much, but with the stupidity that yes. is around the team. And he's certainly made mistakes. He fumbled the ball or a pass hit off his hands, and it cost us the game last week. And then he sees Pacheco doing stupid stuff like that, or he sees Juwan Taylor lining up wrong or getting knocked on his butt and getting his best friend, Kelce's best friend, who he opened a steak restaurant with, almost getting right. him killed every other play. So maybe it's part that.
Yeah.
And he was, I guess, ranting at people on the sidelines. And I think, based on what Andy said, I think more or less Andy thought he was going too far. Like, and okay. he was like, you don't need to be screaming at people as much as this. Like, we will get this straightened out. You need to chill out. Like, this isn't helping. Because it's one thing to be passionate and to care. And he said, I love how much Travis cares. I love the passion. I want to see more of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's another thing. It becomes detrimental to the team where people are like, you know, I know he's like this really cool podcaster and he's getting married to Taylor Swift, but Travis is kind of a hole. I don't like playing on a team with him. And I think Andy was like, let's not let it get to that point. Let's not let it get to yes. that point, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah. So who do we play? Who's
play
up next?
The Ravens next.
Okay, which, so Xavier Worthy did not play yesterday.
Yeah, neither did Jalen.
What are we thinking?
I think remember what I said last week? I said, if they need him to beat the Giants, we're screwed. And they probably were like, yeah, let's not risk him against mm-hmm. this god-awful team. I think he'll be out there against the Ravens in a very limited capacity. I don't think you're going to be seeing him do too much.
Yeah.
But I think that just having his speed, even if you're just having him do cardio, just running all the way down the field and dragging a defender with him, that's good. That's all we need you to do. Just clear out some spots for everyone else.
So let me ask a question about then why we don't have a team full of brand new people. Like why is Patrick Mahomes not getting any help? It's not like this is a bunch of brand new players.
I have a theory about this, and Quentin, you can chime in if you want and tell me if this is just a ridiculous theory. This is a total vibes based theory. Okay. I feel like if you win a Super Bowl and then you win another Super Bowl and then you get your butt kicked in a third Super Bowl, there's a thing called the Super Bowl hangover.
Okay.
Where teams typically that win the Super Bowl are dog crap the next year. If not dog crap, they're just not nearly as good. It takes you a mm-hmm. while to get over that beating. I think if you've gone to three Super Bowls in a row
mm-hmm.
and then you get the crap beat out of you in the third one, that hangover is compounded by the fact that you've been to three. It is compounded by it. Like, because there is a lot of stress that goes into that. And let's be honest, a lot of humiliation. Players are more cued in and keyed into the media and social media and what people are saying about them. It's impossible to ignore that chatter like it used to be. Like, if you just go out to a restaurant, there'll be a friggin', you know, they'll have a TV on with a chyron at the bottom. Why do the Chiefs suck now? And you can't help but absorb that. Even if you're trying to avoid it, it's hard. So I Quentin, do you think that there's any truth to that? A compounded Super Bowl hangover?
I think it's also, yes, I think that's true. The Chiefs have played more games in the last 5 years than any team in NFL history.
Yeah.
And over the same time span, I think also it's just the simple fact that your best receiver is 35. And he plays a position that doesn't play that long, generally speaking.
You tight end, yeah.
Yeah. And you don't have any 25 to 29 outside talent, right? You don't have any, like Rashee Rice was supposed to be that guy, and he's coming back in three games. But there's no middle talent. If you think about all the guys we lost, there's no Sky Moore, there's no, like all of the middle tier guys – age-wise, they're all out. So Patrick Mahomes is trying to throw to guys he's never thrown the ball to before.
But he keeps saying Thornton. I mean, that's good.
I was joking yesterday that he has a 50% catch radius. So every drive, you just got to throw the ball at his feet.
Yeah.
And then you can you know, throw it to him the next time.
I
also have a clip I would like to play for Jamie.
Yeah.
because she was talking about the Portuguese calling.
Yes.
Yes.
And I have a very famous Spanish call that I don't know if Jamie has heard or not, but I think she'll get a kick out of it.
Let me see if I can figure what it is.
The context.
No,
is,
don't give the context. Let's guess. He's going
to
play it.
That's very
exciting. You want me to play it and then guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you think we're doing?
I thought you were going to guess.
Why would I guess before the guy?
I don't know. All right. Here it is.
All right, boys.
El snap. Le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. No, falló. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor.
I have no idea, but it's entertaining.
Let me guess. That was the Malcolm Butler interception in the Super Bowl.
That was in 2019. The Bears had made the playoffs for the first time under Matt Nagy.
The doink.
Yes, the double doink game where the ball hit the side post and it hit the crossbar and the ball bounced out. So it looked like it was going to go in. And it double doink. That was the Spanish call.
That was the wild card game, right?
Yes, yeah. with Matt Nagy as head coach. And that's all it goes on for another 19 seconds of no, senor.
All right, I'm gonna say this right now, too. There's a couple players on the team that I think you can just isolate as they're a problem. It's Juwan Taylor, the right tackle, is just awful.
That came up yesterday.
Pacheco, I mean, he was playing, and everybody was like, oh, he'll have a good game because he's playing in front of his family.
Mm-hmm.
Does
that generally lead to somebody having a good game?
Did he get drunk the night before? Is that what happened? Well, you would think he'd be playing harder, but he was.
Yeah.
There were two plays, one where Mahomes threw him the ball and he grabbed it and just threw it out in front of him. It was a live ball. It basically counted as a fumble, but Kingsley Suamadia, our guard, picked it up, and then the play was blown dead. And the other one was the one we already talked about, where he's running to the wrong end zone. He's a problem. He's not getting any yardage. I love the guy. I love him dearly. I love the way he plays. He cannot be the number one running back. They need to make a trade. They need to go out and find somebody.
Who do we fix
get
it with?
Alvin Kamara from the Saints. I don't care. There's probably an undrafted free agent. There's probably somebody who didn't make a team that would be better at this point than either Kareem Hunt or Isaiah Pacheco. They were a little bit better last night, but that I don't care about him getting, he got 4.5 yards of carry. I don't care because if he'd gotten 7 yards of carry, the plays he made were so boneheaded and dumb.
Uh-huh.
It was just aggravating. The other one, and a lot of people are going to be mad when I say this. I know Jamie won't, but I know a lot of people will.
It's okay.
What's going on with Harrison Butker?
Oh, I'm okay with talking about this.
I knew that you would not have a problem with this. Yeah. He went from a 94% success rate as a kicker 2 years ago to in the 80s, and now I believe it's in the 60s.
Sample size. That's
okay. That's what it is.
It's
just
a sample size.
Small sample size where he's just not being able to get it through the crossbars this early in the season.
Yeah, this is you can start to insult him based on his athletic ability as the season progresses, but 3 games in, it's not a big enough sample size.
Okay.
It's like it's like in the first week of the baseball season, if a guy has like a 75% strikeout rate, it's like sample size just isn't big enough.
Okay. Because
listen, I don't like it when he misses.
Yeah.
And I don't want to lose games. So, whatever.
Because when you think of how many games, playoff games, that we won because he could kick the ball and get it, it was almost guaranteed from 50 or even 55 yards. It was almost guaranteed. Maybe beyond that's a little bit dicey. And now he's missing from 40. Now he's missing extra points. Like, I don't know. I don't like it.
I mean, what?
But he was also bad all last year.
2 years ago. 2 years ago, he missed like a bunch of PATs. It's fine. He's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Are you in denial? I can't tell.
That sounded like denial. No. Anytime somebody says it's fine more than once,
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not fine. It's not fine. So, yeah, they play the Ravens on Sunday. A lot of positives from the second half of the game last night. I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to be fine. It's going to be fine against the Ravens. It's fine. It's fine. I don't think the Ravens are that good.
What's that meme with the little girl standing on the other side of the street while the house is burning down?
And she's, this is also the dog drinking coffee while the room is on fire. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's sample size. You're right. Sample size. Three games in all of last season. Not enough.
What? Three games.
How many
in,
do you need for it not to be sample 17? Size?
17 games? Well, yeah, he had that 17. Last year and he wasn't that good last year.
It's fine.
Okay.
What do you need before we say, no, it's actually a problem, not sample size?
I think generally speaking, at about halfway through the year is when you can start to definitively make comments on teams. Like right now, there are teams that are 3-0 that I don't think are great.
The Colts,
like the 49ers, I don't think are a good team, but they're 3-0.
Are they 3-0?
Yes.
I have not been paying attention enough to the 49ers. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about this. A kid was hit on a scooter. It's a little bit of debate of whose fault it was because...
Oh, no, I found you another version.
Oh, you
I sent
found another
you.
Version? Okay,
oh, yeah,
good.
I sent this to you in our chat.
Okay, fantastic. I didn't see that. I was...
Sadly, exactly what...
I was probably ranting to Quentin about
suspected.
Juwan Taylor. So, okay. A kid was hit on a scooter. He blew through a stop sign.
Yeah, the kid blew through the stop sign. 10 years old.
10 years old.
On a scooter.
Does there need to be a crackdown on scooters? Should kids be
this
allowed...
this is why
to
more
be,
cities are doing it.
...to go this fast... and this recklessly as they're driving and not know the rules of the road. We'll talk about that next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's time to have a bigger discussion, more serious discussion about the rules when it comes to kids riding the scooter. Channel 41 said the boy was under 10 years old. Fox 4 said he is 10 years old. Take that however you want. But this was Saturday afternoon. I'm looking up this intersection here. This happened at North Jackson Avenue and East Windsor Street in Kansas City, Missouri. You had a child riding those scooters that we talk about. And the Channel 41 version, the Fox 4 version is kind of sketchy, but the Channel 41 version says yes. A preliminary investigation revealed that a black SUV was headed north on Jackson Avenue. This is 1 p.m. Saturday, approaching Windsor Avenue. At the same time, this boy was riding a scooter on Windsor Avenue and failed to stop at the stop sign and caused the collision. The child is critical but stable. The driver of the SUV remained on the scene and is cooperating with officers. I've not heard anything about charges against this driver. I can't believe that the driver would face charges. That wouldn't make sense to me. Unless that driver is flat out lying about the kid running the stop sign. But I just can't believe that would be the case. This is the worst case scenario, right? This is what you fear is going to happen when we talk about kids on scooters that don't have driver's licenses, but ride those scooters on roads where traffic signals have to be obeyed, and they don't know what you're supposed to do. This is why there's a push to change those rules or ban the scooters.
So what would the change to the rules be? Would it be we need to make sure that you have to have a license before you can ride anything over 10 miles an hour? because I'm not opposed to that. I'm just throwing that out because the rules that we have on the roads are built up, are built for grownups, for people who have gone through traffic school and been handed a driver's license. And we're giving kids these things that can go 15 miles an hour easily and just hope that, I guess, vibes are going to teach them the right way to do things. I mean, when I was a kid, we rode our bikes. I don't know that it was as big of a deal because we weren't, it wasn't so easy to go this fast. You know what I mean? Right. Like it that's one of my problems with the scooters, is because you just pull a handle and all of a sudden you're going 15 miles an hour. It's so easy to do that. Whereas as a bike, you are more in control. You're the one manually pushing it. I don't know how well I understood the rules of the road though, when I was a kid. I just don't know why it didn't seem to matter as much.
But I think at the very least, don't you understand stop at a stop sign?
Yeah.
But I don't want to blame the kid. The other thing we don't know about is whether the kid was wearing a helmet. I'm looking at this intersection on Google, and
it looks like a very residential.
It's very residential area, and there are sidewalks on both sides of the street.
Yeah.
It's kind of a narrow, it's one of those streets in a residential neighborhood where you can do parking on both sides. And so in the middle, probably, you know, there's only kind of room for one lane of traffic to get through. 913-586-7798. This is the thing, is that kids they didn't go through driver's ed. They don't know the rules of the road, but they are operating vehicles that go on the road.
Yeah.
And we've talked before about whether you should have to be 16. You know, private, this is happening a lot where shopping centers and that kind of thing are banning those scooters in their parking lots for this reason, because drivers aren't prepared and accustomed to looking for them. And so they ban those in parking lots. But now I'm starting to wonder about city ordinances and city traffic laws.
I don't like them on the streets. I don't like them on the sidewalks either.
I don't either.
Because
neither one's a good thing.
One of the reasons they've been banned from the stores and from parking lots and stuff like that is because they keep running into people. I love walking Finn to school every day because it's just me and him. Walking home is a nightmare because of these stupid scooters.
Yeah.
The entire Finn is getting sick of it. Like, he is literally about to like clothesline a kid as they go past him, because they will just run up on you and go, "Excuse me," on the sidewalk. And like, you're going 15 miles an hour on the sidewalk. I've seen kids literally bite it, like hit a wall and or a sidewall of for the curb or whatever, and fly off of these things.
Yeah.
I hate them. Like, I know this is old man yelling at clouds type of stuff, but
they're
damn
dangerous.
It, they're dangerous on the sidewalk.
It's dangerous.
They're dangerous on the road. Our
bike
streets.
Lanes.
Yeah. They
put
need
them
to
in
be,
bike lanes.
Fine. But that's it. And if you're going to ride them on the street, then ride them over on the side of the street.
And be wearing a helmet. And here's the thing. If he is 10 years old, that's the age at which we talk about kids starting to be allowed to go off on their own and start to become independent. That's the age at which that should be happening.
Yeah.
10 is a very fair age for him to be off riding the scooter. I don't know if he lives in this neighborhood, but if he does, I don't know why he would be there if he didn't live in the neighborhood. That makes perfect sense for a 10-year-old to be kind of out on his bike and that kind of thing. We got to talk about how to keep this stuff from happening.
From the text line, our streets assume drivers with training and judgment. Scooters, especially these stupid e-scooters, put kids into that same system with none of the onboarding. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. We teach bikes, kind of. We don't teach micro mobility right of way. How to read sight lines, car blind spots, or the simple math that a 15 mile an hour toy is still a vehicle. And the fact that Missouri has no statewide bicycle helmet rule is kind of insane.
Shocks me not at all. Do we have a motorcycle rule for helmets right now?
I thought you had to wear a helmet in Missouri. No?
I don't. I feel like we did at one point, and now we don't, or it flipped. Like, there's been a change in that in the last few years.
No, we did at one point, and then now you don't.
Okay.
You got rid of it.
Yes. You got rid of it since I was gone.
Because why have to wear a helmet?
I mean,
why should you?
If you're an adult, I don't care.
Fine.
If your brain isn't smart enough to protect itself, then fine. I don't care. But yeah, for a child, you're too dumb to know that you need that helmet, and it should be up to your parents to make sure you have it. 913-586-7798. We do have some calls on this. Let's go to Heather in Kansas City. Hey, Heather.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
It's going well. What do you have to say about this, Heather?
Listen, these things need to be outlawed. I'm a courier, and I'm out in the driving through a shopping, you know, parking lot with cars everywhere one day, and there's a pack of kids, maybe five of them, probably 10 to 12 years old. No, none of them have on helmets. This one you could tell was the older boy, kind of the leader, and they're flying through the parking lots, not stopping. He was kind of instigating them, you know, follow me. And they, you know, fly right in front of me and a couple other cars. And only this one little gal had the sense to, like, stop.
Yeah.
And, you know, I barely missed taking one of them out. And they would have been absolutely hurt.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Beware in the parking lots. It's out of control. Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Heather. Yeah, there's kids in my neighborhood. I'll be driving down the road in South Overland Park in my subdivision. The kids will be in the middle of the street, like literally in the lane, and you can only go like 15. And especially where there's two kids on one of these things a lot of the time, you can only go like 15, 20 miles an hour. I'm trying to go 25 or 30. Like, why are you? And I think that's the difference too. Is for some reason, the kids think that they have the right of way with these things, and they don't. Like,
no, and they don't know better.
They don't know
any
better.
Because they're on the smaller, because they're smaller, that they have the right of way. Vehicles are not used to that. You know, we're not used to seeing these scooters around. Plus, they have a lower profile than cars.
Yeah.
So if you're up high, you might not see it. We're not used to looking for them. I don't know if we're going to get to a point where we as drivers, whether you have the stop sign or not, you need to slow down and look at every intersection. Should we ban them? Should we make them so they only turn on if you have a helmet on? I mean, technology can do a lot, right? But you're right. This falls on parents then.
It's parents, yeah. That's really what it is.
Maybe
sounds like us being mad at kids. It's not being mad at kids. It's being mad at parents who aren't teaching their kids the right way to do these things. And also just, if you're on the damn thing, stay on the side of the road. You don't need to be in the middle of the lane, and you shouldn't be on the sidewalk either. That was the rules we had when we rode bikes.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. We have a couple lines open. If you want to grab one, call in right now. 913-586-7798. A 10-year-old boy in Kansas City is in critical condition after he ran, according to the driver who hit him, he ran a stop sign and was hit by a car. He was riding an e-scooter. Is it time to do something about this? And what should we do? 913-586-7798. Your call is coming up in just a few minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good day.
All right, we were talking about the situation that happened on Saturday afternoon. We'll get to your calls here in just a sec. But Channel 41 had the details kind of that we're going off of here. Boy under 10 years old was riding a scooter. This was at Jackson and Windsor Avenues. If you don't know that intersection, it's a residential intersection kind of in the northeast part of town. One direction has a stop sign, the other does not. And a preliminary investigation showed that a black SUV was headed north on Jackson, approaching Windsor Avenue. And at the same time, a boy either 10 years old or under 10 years old was riding a scooter on Windsor and did not stop at the stop sign. And that caused a collision. Last check, child is critical but stable. We don't know whether he was wearing a helmet. Not looking like the driver of the SUV, hasn't been charged yet. I'm going to guess won't be. Stayed on scene, cooperated with officers. We keep talking about this more and more because kids, more and more kids have these scooters. At 10 years old, you're just on a bicycle at that point. I mean, you don't know the rules of the road and you're in a residential neighborhood. I'm not opposed to 10-year-olds having some independence, but we got to talk about these scooters being dangerous.
So the thing is, would you want to have classes for them to have these scooters? Because I just can't see that being enforceable where every time you see a scooter, you have to ask the kid if he has a license for it or you have to display a license on it. I think one of the solutions is Kansas City and Overland Park and everywhere else where this has been a problem maybe needs to think about having pop-up like classes for different neighborhoods. Like if you or schools need to start doing this, have pop-up classes to ride these e-scooters. I know I talked to the principal of my son's school, my 9-year-old, an elementary school, and she hates these bikes. Yeah. And she's like, I would never let my own children have them. Nobody should let. I understand that is your opinion, but the problem is you can't ban them outright.
Like they're fun.
And they're fun and kids are going to use them.
Yeah.
So how do you, it's like so many other problems we have with parenting in this country and in general as parents, where it's like, yeah, this is dangerous. How do we get them to do it so that's less dangerous? We'd rather them not do it at all.
Yeah.
But if they're going to do it, how do we at least do it so that they're safe?
Here's my question for you parents. This is where I will admit I don't really know. If you teach a kid, if you do the classes, you do like a mini, not driver's ed, but like a mini rules of the road for kids that are going to be on scooters. My question is, will a 10-year-old or will a kid younger than that, even after being told, hey, you have to look both ways and stop at the stop sign, will they still do it? Part of why I ask is because I spent a lot of time with my friend's kids over the weekend who are under like 8, 9 years old. And there were a couple of times where they were on bicycles and I had to yell, hey, watch that car. Like they're in their own world and not paying attention.
Yeah.
I worry you can teach them all you want, but in the moment, are they going to remember?
Let's go to the phones. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Marvin in Independence. Hey, Marvin.
Hello, thanks for having me. I was up north picking up a dumpster at Walmart, and I noticed a kid on one of them stand-up electric scooters with the T-handlebars.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing was doing every bit of 30 miles an hour. I'm thinking like 35 or so, but
jeez.
I was amazed at how fast it was. And and that's just, he was a tall, skinny kid, and it was pulling him at every bit of 30, 35 miles an hour. Be interesting to look up to see what the fastest one there is, but it was a lot more than 15 miles an hour it was pulling this young man.
Yeah, they're not supposed to go much faster than that, but let me see, an e-scooter. I mean, maybe you can mod them so that they can go faster. 15 to 20 for urban. An e-scooter speed varies significantly by model and intended range, ranging from 15 to 20 for urban commuting and 30 to 50 for performance models.
50?
Some can reach up to 60 miles an hour for high performance and specialized scooters.
Mine maxes out at 25.
I mean, I'll buy one then.
Yeah, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll get one and take that instead of my car. Shoot.
Yeah. I had no idea that they could go that fast. I mean, I think it's the difference what you're seeing is there's ones that you see little kids on that are kind of flimsy, like little razor scooters, and there's ones that are higher performing. They're all bad, though. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Jack in Kansas City. Hey, Jack.
Good morning.
Morning.
Just listening to the conversation, I live in a neighborhood where we seem to have kids that just, run amok with every...
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. The kids found him.
He's ratting us out.
That way.
Jets, call it into the talk radio shows about us. Let's get him.
Let's go to Carter in Belton. Hey, Carter.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. What do you have to say about this?
So, back when I was in elementary school, what they did back when, I don't know how old I was. I don't remember the grade. I was about eight. They would bring in the Lenexa Police Department, and the police set up an obstacle course for us to take with our bicycles, teaching us the rules of the road. You know, ride them on the sidewalk. Don't ride them on the street because we're 8 years old. We don't know any better. And then they would, after that, and if we passed, we got a little take a driver's license, but for your bicycle. Just something cute. It had our picture on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we needed one of those to ride our bikes to school. And if they caught us doing something wrong, we got a warning second time. We got it suspended for a few days. And then you do it again, they take it away completely. And then if you rode your bike to school after that, it was some form of like detention, whatever they did. I don't know. I never got in trouble. So I feel like they need to do something similar with all these e-scooters. It's a whole day thing. Have them bring their e-scooters if they have one, their bikes in. They set up an obstacle course. They teach them, you know, if you're going to ride these, you're going to ride them safely. You got to wear a helmet. And if you don't, there's going to be repercussions.
Yeah. I think that's what needs to happen is either the police or schools, communities need to get involved in this. And I don't think it would take much. And thanks for your call, Carter. I don't think it would take much, at least in my neighborhood, for people to be like, yeah, no, something needs to be done. We need people, whether that's the school organizing it or neighbors getting together. Fortunately, no kids, as far as I know, have been hit by cars in my neighborhood, but there have.
But it's happening. I mean, now we've had this
happen. Over the place.
So.
And also the nuisance they are on the sidewalks,
yeah.
Just trying to walk home. And these kids, and don't get me wrong, most of them are polite. They're like, excuse me. And it's just constantly having to get out of their way. Like it is making Finn crazy. Like he has gotten into fights, not fist fights, but verbal altercations with kids on the way home because we'll get out of the way. They'll be like, excuse me. So we'll get out of the way or I'll pull him out of the way. And Finn will be like, ah, you stupid kid on your bike. Ah. And I'm like, okay, just calm down. They have a right to ride their bike to school. Maybe not on the sidewalk, but let's not make this into a bigger deal.
I can't believe there are people riding those on the sidewalk because every little bump on those things.
Oh, I know.
As somebody
it looks rickety as hell.
Yeah, as somebody who took one of those to school when I was in college, like I would avoid the sidewalks.
I think
you must have some nice sidewalks down there in Overland Park.
They're pretty nice, but they're not that nice.
We don't even have sidewalks in my neighborhood. So.
Yeah. All right, 913-586-7798. We have a ton of texts to get to on this as well as phone call. So if you're on hold, stay on hold. We do have a couple lines open, though. 913-586-7798. Again, we're talking about a little boy in Kansas City who was hit at an intersection by a car. He was riding an e-scooter, and the kid on the e-scooter, blew through the stop sign, got hit by a car. I also want to just say this, too. Can we spare a moment for the driver of that car? Because I can't even imagine how much in my head, how upset I would be. I can't even watch movies where kids get hurt or killed or anything like that. I cannot imagine how I would feel if I hit a kid with my car, even if it was in no way, shape, or form my own fault. I would still be like that. I don't know that I would be able to deal with that well, especially considering this kid was in critical condition, had to be taken to the hospital. Fortunately, it seems like he'll be fine, but it looked really bad there.
And critical condition, we don't know.
Well, they said he was stable. So,
yeah.
I can't remember. I haven't gone over the coding for critical versus stable versus all that stuff.
So here's the other thing I'll point out is that the driver of the SUV was on a one-way street.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder, is it possible the driver was speeding? It's a residential neighborhood. It seems unlikely.
Maybe.
These are not super wide streets. But is it possible? It doesn't matter. He had the right-of-way, you know, but still. And I'll preach it again, helmets. maybe the 10-year-old was wearing a helmet. We don't know what kind of injuries they had.
Yeah.
But helmets, if nothing else.
913-586-7798. Couple lines open if you want to grab one. Your call is coming up and text on midday.
Welcome in. Just trying to solve. We're doing a great job of it so far. We're trying to solve the problem with the kids on the scooters. Yeah. And I assume, because they don't say e-scooter, that this is just, you know, the skateboard with handles, basically. And you have a kid that was under the age of 10 who ran a stop sign in a residential neighborhood in Northeast Kansas City and was hit by an SUV going the other direction.
We have a bunch of texts on this, so we're just going to go over those real quick. We do swim lessons. We need street lessons. Driveway classes should start right now. I don't know what they mean by driveway classes. Is that a,
I don't either.
Is that a thing? Small wheels, big rules. Intersections aren't tutorials. Stop should mean stop. It's on the kid. I want to get into this a little bit. Who's at fault here when you're 10 years old? Is it the 10-year-old or is it the parent? Because at 10, I would hope you know what a stop sign means.
Yes.
I would assume you know how to... Anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's an SUV, which you're going to be able to see coming. So did the kid not think he had to stop? Did he think... That's what I assume. Me.
Yeah.
Say what?
Or they'll stop for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I don't... Yeah. Did the parents tell them they had to stop? Did they... Just not pay attention.
I mean, and is it a city thing where maybe we need to get rid of anything that's not a four-way stop? Like every intersection should be four-way.
That's what I mean. Do we as drivers have to get used to these things being around and stop at all intersections?
I mean, because it is a very residential area. You shouldn't be going that fast anyway. So if you had all the stops in my neighborhood are four-way, there's not a single two-way intersection in my neighborhood. Oh wait, no, that's not true. The one by the school is a two-way, is a one-way or whatever. Yeah,
people fly down my street.
Really?
I mean, I'm on a one-block street. I have a T intersection at both ends. Mm. We have kids, and people fly down my street faster than they should, and we don't have sidewalks, so that's really scary.
This is from 5521. We need to teach eye contact at intersections. Look, point, then roll. Works for my 9-year-old. I don't know if you've met children.
Look, point, and roll.
I guess you go ahead, I'll go ahead, or whatever.
Okay.
Eye contact, though. I'm not making eye contact with other drivers.
No.
Yeah.
I'm doing my best to avoid that.
This is let's not plague our children who are already dealing with social anxiety with even more concern. Rental e-scooters, you have to be 18. This is a good point. If you want to rent one of these things, you have to be 18 years old. For an e-scooter anyway.
But I don't think this was an e-scooter though.
Regardless, but we're talking about e-scooters. And those are a major problem. Like, you need to be 18 to rent one. Why wouldn't you have to be 18 to drive one? You can make the same argument with cars though. You have to be 25 to rent a car. Should you have to be 25 to drive one? I think that would be disastrous. Yeah, that's it. Whoops. Knocked the phone off the hook. What the hell was that? I'm having a good time.
Getting very...
Well, I just have more gestury. Room. I'm just spreading out here. All right. Well, coming up, we didn't solve that. Coming up, a 75-year-old bus driver threatened to cook the children that were on the bus. He then rolled up the windows and cranked up the heat. But the thing nobody's asking about this is my question... Why was a 75-year-old driving a school bus? What the hell
of drivers?
Is going on in this country? Good Lord. A 75-year-old needs to take a job as a school bus driver. I can't think of anything I'd want to do less in my old age. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.